Happy, 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 happy New Year. It'll be a great year if we make it a great year. You hear that music? You know it's time to connect the dots. Hey, okay, get off the dance floor now. I was dancing myself. You know, I can't help it. If it's dance music, I have to dance because I'm a lively person. Hey, this is the time to come alive. It's 2021. Wake up. You know, doomsday 2020 is over, you know. It's time for us to take command of the world, take command of the narrative, take command of our government, take command of everything, because we are human beings, powerful human beings. We were destined to be in charge of things, not subservient to some douchebag governments that are currently running us around like tin soldiers. Oh, my God. If there's anything that was ever proved in 2020, it was like your government is full of douchebags. They're full of liars. They're full of deceivers. They're full of backstabbers. They're full of bribe takers. Your governments, the people are no good. They're stupid. They're ignorant. They'll sell you out for another dime in their pockets. And believe me, most of the money, your tax money, goes into their pockets. They figured out all the schemes in the world how to do this. You know, we used to turn our heads and look the other way until they went on this rampage to really destroy our lives, you know? I mean, back in the last century, you know, over 20 years ago, people were actually enjoying life, you know? We're having a free life. I guess we could draw the line at 9/11, you know, when they knocked down the trade centers. You know, that was a government plan. That wasn't crazy Arabs. They set them up to be the fall guy, but that was the New World Order. And let's just, for the record, tell it straight. Come on. It was Bush and Cheney, a couple of New World Order puppets themselves. They were willing to play along with this. All you have to do is go back and watch the footage, how phony it all was. Why did the government send all of our air defenses on a wild goose chase before the event happened so they would be so far away on make-believe routine scenarios about an overtaker of all things, so they couldn't get to the scene in time? And what's the excuse after the one plane hit the first building? Well, what was the excuse? Why weren't the forces local forces generated to get next plane before it got to the other trade center? And of course, we know that the whole of the Pentagon down at Washington D.C. was more the size of a missile, not of a plane circulating and around making maneuvers that no plane could ever make, and then crashing into the White House, you know, and then the secret agencies, you know, just like the KGB in Russia, we have our secret agencies, CIA, FBI, you know, they all get enlisted to be dirtbag servants of the New World Order. Whenever the New World Order snaps their fingers, they went in there and they took all the evidence out, you know, and people were saying, well, if the plane crashed into the Pentagon, where was the engines? Where was the wings, you know? Why is there only a small hole in the building and not the width of a plane or something like that, you know? And of course, they had already figured out that, like, a plane couldn't make those maneuvers to get in the air. Come on, this is the United States. You mean to tell me we don't have any air defense to stop a plane that's going to try to go into the Pentagon? Well, at least I thought we did. Maybe we don't. But the whole thing was a sham, and that was the beginning of the end of where we're at right now. We're at the end of the battle, you know, and the dark side, the idiots, the subservient saboteurs, the traitors think they've got us with this COVID nonsense. But we finally found out the truth about it, and we're going to rebel against it this year, whether they know it or not. And there's nothing that they can do to stop us. It hasn't anything to do with what I say or anybody else says. We all inherently know that we've been duped by our own government. And everybody who's participated in this sham, you're going down with the bad guys, whether you know it or not. And if you have a problem with that, yeah, it is your problem, because we're coming after you this year, whether you like it or not. That's right. If you're a governor of a state, man, by the end of the year, we want to have you out of office. It has nothing to do with elections. It has to do with the fact that we know you're traitors. You've been sleeping in bed with the traitors, and you're willing to ruin all of our lives, willing to ruin and destroy your own country for what? A little bribe money? I mean, you know, how that... And you know what? You don't know how we dislike the fact that you're doing this to us and you're playing along with the big sham. We know it's the people with the money behind all this, but you as positions of authority, as governors, you're all playing along with it. Are you really that stupid? You don't understand, you know? You're making your decisions based on a test, PCR test, that has been proven to be able to be manipulated. Nobody ever should go for testing this year. I'm calling on everybody. Pass the word around. Nobody go for testing this year, because you're just playing into the hands of the bad guys, because they found themselves a test. They created a fake pandemic. They found themselves a test. If you're stupid enough to go for the test, you're going to perpetuate this insanity, because they can take any results you give them and turn it into fake results. And then they have the news media that's willing to say anyone who had a positive test, who went for a test and had a positive result, is a carrier. It's all lies. It doesn't mean anything. If you had a positive test for COVID, that doesn't mean a friggin' thing. If you don't understand that, you are stupid. I don't know what to tell you. Except, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you don't agree with what I'm saying, call up and tell me so. We'd love to hear a counterpoint to what I'm saying. I'd love to hear it too. But be ready to defend yourself. Anyhow, the number here is 888-627-6008. Or if you're dialing from a landline, you have to dial that one first. You have to be 1-800, rather 1-888. That's right. If you're dialing from a landline, it has to be 1-888-627-6008. If you're calling from anywhere besides the U.S. or Canada, you know, pick up the show on the Internet, BBS Radio. That's what the show is here. This is Connect the Dots on BBS Radio. And the number there is listed. The call-in number is listed there. And if you're from a foreign country, you might have to add a double zero before you make that regular call-in number. But if you have something to say and it's important, it shouldn't matter what the cost is or whatever. You should go to the trouble. Dial a couple of extra digits in before him, but first you got to find out that number. And no, guess what? I don't give out that number, because you know what? I know people are lazy, people are cheap, and I'm not going to ask them to do something that might cost them a little money. But if you had something important, you wouldn't mind spending a dollar or something to get your... This is a live radio show. Get your word out there all across the Internet, right? Now, you know, all across the globe. This is a global show. It's live, too. That's right. I'm here talking live. You know, we don't have any, 17-second delays or anything like that. So, you know, you can talk live. Of course, like any other radio show, you know, don't try to listen to yourself while you're talking, because there is a 1 or 2 second delay, and it can, you know, interfere with you thinking about what you want to think about. Just talk about it. You can always download the show after the show. Hey, again, the toll-free number here is 1-888-627-6008. Yeah, I sevens it, you ate it. Well, if you know that little jingle, hey, you got the cooties. Yeah. That, in fact, that should be the next virus. We'll have to call it the cooties. We could even call this one the cooties. You know, I don't even have to touch you in this cootie game. I just have to take off my mask and be within a couple of feet of you, and hey, you got the cooties. Yeah, sure. Well, hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I've got a new clue for everybody. Follow, if you go on Twitter, and you don't have to belong to go on Twitter to find out the wisdom and the knowledge and the intelligence that's being shared with everyone on Twitter, regardless how bad the company owners are. There's plenty of knowledge being shared there, plenty of information for the truth seeker, if you are the truth seeker, to go there and find out what you've been missing out on, because there is a lot of knowledge there on Twitter. I mean, I've been on Twitter the last almost 3 years now, and I've learned quite a bit. Not as much as I knew already, but I've learned quite a bit more than what I knew already. And there's a lot of important new information that's coming out on this site. And I'm telling you that if you understand the at symbol, which is also referred to as the hashtag, so when I say at, that's the at symbol I'm talking about. So if you go to Twitter and go to at Galactic Beings, that's, you know, Galactic, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, Beings, B-E-I-N-G-Z, that's right, Z, Galactic Beings. They are displaying all the real healthcare machinery, health beds that they are going to be bringing to our planet when they finally land. That's right. Our brothers and sisters from the galaxy and the universe, many of them are here in the solar system right now, and they plan eventually, when this event happens, to land here and give us all these gifts. So go to, on Twitter, go to Twitter, go to at, which means the at symbol, at Galactic Beings, and just view what they're bringing to us. And it's all going to be given to us for free. We don't have to pay any insurance premiums, no. So, you know, it's time right now, keeping that in mind. This is the future. It's going to happen. We might as well start getting rid of government now. That's right. Make them obsolete. If there's going to be any government, we want it to be in the hands of the people, where we can get rid of any friggin' traitor on by the next day. We want it that way, and we would need to go out and start asking for what we want. We need to badger these phony representatives and make them our representatives, and don't take no for an answer. I'm giving you the pep talk here, people. You know, whatever country you're in, you need to gather your people together behind the scenes. Forget about protesting. You need to just show up one day and say, look, you're going to do what we say, or we're going to physically take you out of your office today, and we're never letting you back in again. And do it. That's all. You can get away with that. Of course you can. And we have a right to do that, because we don't have to listen to these traitors. You know, especially here in the United States, they're all traitors to the American people, everyone in Congress. I don't care what they say when they grandstand in front of the cameras. What the hell is the point of saying, oh, yeah, we need to do that? We know what the problem is. We know what we need to do. But you're in the Congress, and you ain't doing crap, which makes you a worthless piece of crap, an anchor on the American people, a waste of our taxpayers' money. And what are you going to do when all the phony bills come up to give with half the money, half the tax money to the big corporations? You're going to go along with it because they're going to invite you to the party where you know you're going to get your million-dollar gift for playing along. Hey, man, to the people with the money in this world, if they invited everyone in Congress, 535 people, to come to their party, and everybody knew this, they were going to get a million-dollar gift, they'd probably all sell out, wouldn't you? Prove to me, prove to us, the American people, that you wouldn't. And that's what we need to, where we need to draw the line, and where we need to make our demands and get results. And we need to let these people in Congress know, listen, you know, if you keep refusing to do what we want you to do, we will take you and physically remove you from your office, and we will never let you go back there, so consider yourself finished. And we don't need laws to do this. We just need some common sense, because backstabbers we don't need, you know? We've been compliant too long, and you've wrongfully turned most good people into sheeple, and that's friggin' wrong, too. You're nothing but a bunch of the House... Forget about the House of Representatives. Call it the House of Judas, because you're all backstabbers, you know? Et brute, you know? Backstabbers all around. Senate, too, you're no better, you know? A bunch of backstabbers, too. Damn. And so we're coming to a big day in America here on the 6th. Congress is supposed to vote whether they're going to accept this election or not, or whether they come up with some reason to not accept it or whatever. And I believe they'll fail. So that'll leave 14 days for President Trump to pull the rabbit out of the hat. And I believe he will in the end, because we in America, we're not going to stand for this stealing of our election by a bunch of crooked Democrats, bribe-taking, money-wasting Democrats, backstabbers, traitors, Judas, party of the Judases. That's the Democrats. But we need also to get rid of the whole damn political system. Democrats versus Republicans, it's no good for anybody. It keeps the conflict going. Of course, it was set up by the New World Order. Keep every country in conflict. You know, you go to Britain, you got the same kind of crap almost. You got the Tories, the Conservatives, whatever you want to call them, versus the Labour. And you got they have a third party, which is just a thorn in everybody's side, called the SNP. You know, mostly a Scottish party. But regardless, you know, it's a bad system because it keeps one people against the other. In fact, I follow people on Twitter from England, and the word was out when they had the last election. Well, they weren't going to vote for real people that wanted real justice, and they had those people over in England and Britain there, that real leaders. But no, they were worried about voting smart. They wanted to make sure the worst party didn't get in, so they all voted for the other party. And who did they get? Some jerk-off named Boris that has stabbed them in the back since the day he got elected. And that's why these systems don't work, you know. Every now and then I hear a voice from the background, a voice coming out of nowhere, you know. Oh, hey, guess what? There's plenty coming out of nowhere, because that's what's coming our way. And it's in a good way. I personally can't wait until our galactic brothers and sisters come here to Earth and remove all the crooked governments and all the crooked people, you know, all the cabal, as they call them in the galactic universe there. We're going to become part of that. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a glorious day to see spacecraft landing on planet Earth that of real, decent, honorable, human-type beings. Some of them will look like us, some of them may not, but I'll tell you one thing. They can't be any worse than the crowd we got running the show now. Bunch of backstabbers, liars, deceivers, cheaters, killers, devil puppets. You name it. That's who's controlling our world, and we're all tired of being subjected to this crowd of thugs. We are. We're really tired of it, you know? We were willing to play along with it when things were getting better during the last half of the last century, but, you know, now we understand what's going on. You're out to, the elite are out to get destroy us all, get rid of most of us, 95% of us. You know, I said it before, I said it again, don't take my word for it, but look it up yourself. The Georgia Stones, you know, that state Georgia in the United States. I'm not talking about the country over there on the other side. I'm talking about the state, the United States state of Georgia. They have a monument that unidentified people paid someone else cash to pay for the construction cost to put up there the elite Ten Commandments. And they're called the Georgia Stones, you know? And obviously they were funded by that, behind-the-scenes group that we kind of refer to as the New World Order, which includes the Illuminati, the hierarchy of the Freemasons, the Jesuits, yes, they're involved in it too, like the Pope. He's part of the sham too, because he's a Jesuit. And few other groups that are the dark side. Anyhow, they set up these Georgia Stones, gigantic blocks of stone. It's like their Ten Commandments, and on their three blocks of Ten Commandments that are standing upright off the highway in northeastern Georgia, I think it is, they have the statement, keep the population no more than 500 million. Well, if that's what they have in mind, that means with the real population of planet Earth today, they are intending to get rid of 95% of us. Look it up yourself. It's out there in public. You know, that's what the dark side always does, and that's their claim. Hey, why it's okay for them to get away with this and destroy 95% of us. You know, their explanation will always be what they always announce what they're going to do. People don't want to believe it sometimes. People can't comprehend for real. No, no one would want to do that. But yes, people want to do that. Yeah, crazy people, the New World Order people, the puppets who are working for higher authorities that are dark side higher authorities, anti-God. That's what the dark side is, anti-God. So on their Ten Commandments up there in northeast Georgia, on the Georgia Stones, you know, they're publicly declaring indirectly that we're going to bring the population down to 500 million of the world and then keep it there. And that's what all this stuff is going about it now. It has been going on for the last 20 years, if not sooner. They started on this. It's a long-term project, but they plan to get it speeded up as fast as possible. And the fake COVID thing is really what they thought was going to really spark it going. But luckily, there are some of us here on Earth that still have minds, and we started investigating over the last 10 months about what they were doing, you know, or 9 or 10 months, you know, about all these claims they were making. There's this dangerous, deadly black plague thing called the COVID, and it's not. It's no more than a cold, really. And they've tried to manipulate hospital figures, and they came up with this make-believe test where if you take the test, they can turn it into, yeah, you have COVID and you're a carrier. And now they want to force a vaccine. Yeah, basically force. They haven't put the forceful into it yet, but basically we all see where they're going with this. They eventually plan to force everyone to take this deadly vaccine, which will, one, make everyone sterile. So we won't be able to have children anymore. Boy, that eventually, in a short period of a couple of decades, the population will be going down and it won't be going up because all our genetic reproduction things will have been destroyed by a stupid virus for something that never even exists. And you participated in it, you stupid people, whom we call sheeple. You participated in this. You volunteered to allow them to stick you with poisons that would actually make you sterilize you so that you can never reproduce your own race. And, of course, these people, who's behind all the New World Order? I mean, the New World Order people, we know them. You know, the people that own the banks and the big corporations own the TV stations. Yeah, they're human beings, but they're so stupid themselves. They don't know the people that are basically own them indirectly, mind control them, are not human. That's right. And that's right. Non-humans are trying to take over our world. And if you have a problem with that, you're the ignorant one, not me. And you can't prove I'm wrong on that. I dare you to, because I know you can't. But before you waste your time trying to do that, why don't you go look this up and find out who the real controllers are of the so-called known world controllers? Yeah, you know, we keep blaming the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Yeah, sure, they're heavy players in all this, you know, and all the other ruling families of the world. But all the ruling families are controlled by bad extraterrestrials. This started hundreds of thousands of years ago, and they don't let go of their hold. They're like ticks, you know? They're like blood-sucking ticks, these evil entities from other worlds. They dig into us, and then they don't want to let go. But their time is coming to an end, you know? The global meditation hit its mark back on December 21st. Yeah, that's less than 2 weeks ago, I think. And because of that, they are doomed, whether they know it or not. And it's just a matter of time before our galactic brothers and sisters land on this planet. Hey, if you don't believe this, look it up yourself. You know, I've been, been aware of this information for a long time now, and it hasn't gone away. And there's more sources saying the same thing. So if you know how to reason things out correctly, you should take it as being serious stuff. You know, that's how I might make my determinations, you know. All of a sudden someone starts talking about something new, and then other people jump on the bandwagon, they're talking about it, and there's more than one source, and they're not all explaining it in the same way, like teleprompter readers on the news stations, which is that, you know, then I accept it, you know. If I have more than one source, and sometimes many sources that are basically saying the same thing but not in the same way, and I'm able to correlate that intelligently, I accept that. Yeah, people know what they're talking about. Plus, I have just common knowledge of what's possible and what's not possible, and what thinking behavior is all about. And so I have a lot of other things that I can compute into my analysis before I make a decision. But you shouldn't need 2 months analysis to find out the situation you're in here now. Everybody in government and on the TV news has lied to us. Everything they said has been proven out to be lies. Any advice they gave was the wrong advice, intended to harm you. That's right. So if you think you're being a good guy by obeying the rules, you're not. You're harming yourself. That's right. Why do you want to harm yourself? Well, you know, think about what you're doing. You're listening to bad advice. You know, it's finally come around that there's thousands and thousands and thousands of real scientists that are all against what's being told on the TV line networks. You know, they've come out and they finally got their message across by hook or crook on the internet, and wearing a mask is harmful, especially to you, the wearer. And the masks are not capable of stopping the regular masks, or bandanas are not capable of stopping these little tiny COVID germs. Well, what's the difference anyhow? Forget about all that. This cold, and I'm going to start calling it a cold, the COVID cold, because it's not a virus anymore. It's a cold, you know, and we need to start taking control of the narrative, and I'm doing right here on BBS Radio. You can say you heard it first here. This is not a virus. It's a cold. Sure, a cold is a virus too, but COVID is no more dangerous than a cold. But they have tricked you with the power of suggesting, the manipulation of telling the lies day after day. I don't know, it's been about at least 250 days in a row. The TV news works have tell TV broadcasting companies with their teleprompter reader anchor people have been telling you at least for 250 days in a row nothing but lies and all kinds of manipulative conversation to get you to think that this is a serious black plague type situation. It's not. It's no more, COVID is no more dangerous than a cold. And just because everybody can pick it up quickly doesn't mean we won't get rid of it quickly. Yeah. Hey, did you ever think of that? In fact, I might have said this last week or before, but let me just tell this story. Me and the people I'm close to, we all noticed that about last year this time, December and January, starting in December, all of a sudden on the East Coast here, everybody started catching this cold. Everybody was starting coughing, you know, and it was easy to catch. Everybody got it quickly, and it held on to everybody for at least a week, if not longer, which is usually a little longer than a regular cold. So it's a lengthy cold, okay? And then we all got rid of it, and it was over. You know? This was 2 months before they started their public agenda to say this cold, and all colds are viruses. And so, but they wanted to call it a virus, and they wanted to try to make it like it was the Black Plague. They started lying to us daily on the TV news. And then the government jumped on board and made all these stupid decisions that were destroying all the economics of America and the world, destroying people's lives, destroying all the small businesses. That's right, the governors did that. They did it by themselves. We never asked them to do this. And they never asked us what we want to do. And they never, they're stupid governors, never even bothered to gather some real intelligence on what the situation was. They were manipulated by the propaganda scientists, the big pharma salespeople, the New World Order bribe people, and they made all of them made the wrong decisions and put people into lockdown, tried to force us to wear masks, and they're still trying to force that crap, and came up with the social distancing beyond belief, which there's no science for whatsoever. Somebody just made up the fucking number, and I have to use that word, fucking, because that's what it is. It's a made-up number. First, it was 3 feet to social distance. You know, that's not that bad of a request for people to make. Then they turned it into 6 feet, and then they showed that stupid video on the TV screens about water molecules blowing in the wind with a fan or something. You know, as if somebody really cost that for. You know, what kind of crap is that? And no one ever got the chance to question that, you know? I've never seen in my life anybody cough all kinds of liquids out of their mouth and go sailing across the air. And believe me, anybody in their right mind, if we saw that, we would definitely get out of the way, you know? So, it's not like we're going to stand there and just let it hit us. So this was a big visual scam they were putting on us as a reason to force people to wear masks, to force people to stay away at a ridiculous distance. Further perpetuate the sham. And, in the first couple of months, nobody knew any different. And then they were paying doctors and hospitals to change and morgues to change all the death certificates to make it like anybody who died of anything at that particular time, March, of last year, April, and from that point on to be listed as COVID. You know, colds don't kill people, all right? But, if you catch a cold and you have a weak immune system, anything's possible. But at the same time, if the government and the hospitals and the doctors and the scientists are all lying that everything's connected to COVID, you can create this make-believe fear domain. And that's basically what they did. But this is 2021, and we're not going to stand for this now. We have to go on the offensive, and the first thing we have to do, I'm telling everybody, is we have to take out these people, take them down, remove them from office. Every one of these governors should be declared legally insane, because, you have to be insane to have a position of authority, have gained a position of authority, and then you listen to liars, deceivers, and bribe takers, and the elite New World Order to trick you into making stupid decisions that will destroy millions of people's lives. COVID didn't destroy millions of people's lives. It was your governors here in America. Around the other world, it was world leaders, like the presidents of the countries in Europe, and England, Great Britain, the prime minister. They call him the, as a joke, they call him the crime minister because, boy, has he committed crimes. And then they created this make-believe thing over there in the United Kingdom about the tiers. Well, we'll decide you. You're a four-tier thing. Nobody in your neighborhood can go out, you know, and they've been declaring neighborhoods. And this isn't based on science. This is based on maniacs, insane people, lunatics, backstabbers in their parliament that have the authority to make decrees, and then the phony police departments come and enforce them, you know? If you're walking, minding your own business, you don't have a mask on, they want to go up and arrest you simply because you're not obeying the decree of our tyrant leader, you know? Boris the moron. That's his name, Boris. Same thing going on in the other countries, you know? Unbelievable, and the people are putting up with this, you know? Backstabbers, you know, sure, these leaders have all been commandeered and controlled by the New World Order. That's right, the world controllers, the global bankers, the people filthy rich. Yeah, they're all part of that. You know, hey, I'm going to call out someone tonight, you know, in America here, we have this guy who... a crook who proved money can change the world to your liking if you're the one who has the money. And I'm talking about one-time Mayor Bloomberg. He got himself elected to the mayor of New York City for two terms, and there was always a two-term limit. So it turned out that he had so much money he could bribe the judges to change the laws so he could run for a third time, and he succeeded at doing that and got away with it, you know? And he is among one of the most filthy, richest billionaires in the world. And what does he do with his money, you know? He perpetuates and supports high-tech businesses. He doesn't do anything for the real people. He has donated billions of dollars to, I think it was Uruguay down in South America for whatever kind of a scam he can set up there. And instead of giving it to the people here, you know, and these are the kinds of people that are, you know, they're just out of touch with reality, you know. It's unbelievable. Now we have a whole political party in America, the Democrat political party. Not to say that the Republicans aren't crooks either. Sure, they're crooks, but the real bad crooks now are the Democrats. They all have connections to China. They're all traitorous. They all make hell bent on making laws that take away Americans' rights and give the refugees rights over our rights. Unbelievable. This is what's going on here in America. And again, they're on the list this year. We need to get these people out of office. And the best way, I say, is to declare them all insane. It shouldn't be that hard, unless all the lawyers and psychiatrists are chickens and not willing to do this, you know? But if you can declare a public official insane, that's reason enough to have them removed immediately. And we can't wait for no new election. And as we know already, elections can be manipulated really bad. Come on. This is the biggest joke of all time. Biden, China Biden, winning an election. You know, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. And the pudding ain't a vote tally, that's for sure. You know, it was being observed, like, what was going on. You know, here, everybody was in lockdown already. Everybody's forced, Trump was smart enough not to wear the mask. Regardless of whether they said he had something or not, it doesn't matter. In fact, Biden, you know, wanted to show that he was aligned with the fake scientists. Now, there's a reason for insanity right there. If Biden is willing to believe the fake scientists, that disqualifies him for being president right there. But we know he got bribed money because once we started investigating him, we found out his crooked son is involved with taking big bribe money. And so some of the bribe money was also sent directly him. They've uncovered all this first. Believe me, expect President Trump and his team lawyers to come out with something before the 20th. And this loser... guy can't even talk straight. How could he possibly be allowed to be the president of the United States? So These are things that have to get settled this year, and they will get settled. The first thing on the agenda is get Biden out of there. I mean, and first of all, when you investigate Biden, and just go on the internet and listen to what people are saying to him. You know, you'll never hear it on mainstream media news. They're all nothing but puppet liars. Everybody gets paid to read off the teleprompter screen, if no matter what the teleprompter screen said. If the teleprompter screen said, no, the sun has started to revolve around the earth, and the earth is the center of the universe. If they were read that off the teleprompter screen, people would believe it, you know, and the anchors, that's their job. Their job is to read off the teleprompter screen. Doesn't matter what it's saying there, you know. It's, you know, teleprompter screen could say, the devil now controls our world. And they would read it out here like that. They're not that far from the truth right now, but it's going to change. Better days are coming. Like I said, the global meditation was a success. On December 21st of 2020, and we are moving full steam ahead into the age of Aquarius. Hopefully we'll get it done before the end of the year. But again, you know, I've said it many times, there ain't no justice except what we make for ourselves. So we need to get organized in local groups, county groups, city groups, whatever. Forget about the states, because the states are, you know, look at the governors. The states are all corrupt, too. So in the United States here, we have, the United States of corrupted states. That's what we have right now. We have a corrupted federal government with only one person that's not part of the sham, and that's President Trump. And as far as the governors goes, like, you know, out of the 50 governors, I'd say, 48 or 49 of them, they're corrupt too. And so their governments can't be trusted either. So we need to reorganize government in the United States, like starting with the county level and state level, and let both respect each other and start, just setting up our own alternative government as a way to get rid of the higher, so-called higher authorities. They won't be for that much longer, because they've all turned into traitors. Who would have thought this would ever have happened in the United States? But it has happened, you know. It's been working its way towards this, but this is, it came to full blossom last year. And we saw all our state governors, they're willing to destroy America. And the state legislators are a bunch of chicken, whatever you want to call them, losers that don't have the guts to get rid of the governors who put all of the states into lockdowns and destroyed the businesses of every state in the United States, just as the leaders in Europe are doing to their countries, you know? I mean, I just have to call out a few names here in case you're not paying the world news. You know, the chancellor, it's like the president of Germany, Merkel, the woman with the puppet face. If you ever looked at her, I mean, that's another thing. You know, some of these people that are in higher positions of authority, they're not even humans anymore. They're clones. They have their basic intelligence downloaded into a clone, not a real person. Looks like a real person, though. Well, anyhow, if you ever look on the news, next time you look at this woman who's running the country in Germany, she's got a couple more years to bully them all into, turning them into sheeple, because that's what the New World Order wants. That's their message out there. I want all you people of authority to turn your the people that you rule over, turn them into sheeple, because those are the only people we want to be alive left on earth when we're done bringing down the numbers. We only want sheeple. We don't want no bold people. So anyhow, Chancellor of Germany, Merkel, if you look at her face, she's got lines around her jowls around the, coming up the size of her lips that increase, like somebody took a spade and dug it in her face on both sides. She's got heavy lines here that kind of resemble the lines of a puppet, you know, when they make like wooden puppets or something, and they want to make it look like the puppet is actually talking. They cut two lines from the edges of the mouth down to the bottom of the chin, so they it's not attached fully to the face, and they're able to lower that and pick it up to make it like the puppet is talking. Well, her face is like a wooden puppet face. That's right. And if that doesn't mean something, I don't know what it, you know. I'm not one for picking on people. I don't believe that's a hereditary factor. I think it's just like they're, just because the New World Order wants to, they love to make fools of people. And they made a fool of her by, I believe, creating that effect on her. But, you know, tell her to call my radio show, and I'll ask her the key questions. How did you get that wooden puppet face, you know? And I'm not worried about being called unfair, because I say I watch on what she's doing to her people. She's ignoring the complaints of her people. She's stabbing them in the back. She's also destroying the German economy, just like all the other leaders of all the other countries are destroying their economies, because they've all become puppets for the New World Order. I don't know whether they got a chip in the back of their neck that mind controls them, or they've gotten so much bribe money they feel obligated to do whatever the master tells them to do. And essentially, that's the situation we're in. You know, it's wrong. Right now, we're at the position where it's wrong for people to obey their government, because the government has been turned into the enemy. The government, you know, we were all brought up to believe government was supposed to serve us, but they're not. They're not serving us. They're serving themselves, and they're serving their puppet masters, because they are the puppets themselves, and they are backstabbing us, and they don't seem to have any remorse about it. These are some of the tough questions we need to be asking these backstabber government people, too. Why are you stabbing us in the back? Why are you doing this to us? There is no logic behind it, and there is no science behind it. We've already disproved everything that has been told to us about this cold that you could call a virus that's no worse than a common cold. Everything you told us about it is a lie. We've uncovered your lying. Why are you still want to profess the lies? Are you that stupid? You don't know that we've uncovered you, you know? Are you that stupid? You're going to keep telling the lies that we already told you and proved to you that we know these are lies, and you should know that you're lying to us, but you're still willing to do it? TV media people, you're still willing to perpetuate the lie? Just because you're paid to read off a teleprompter screen that tells nothing but lies to the people? Where's the justification for any of that? Do you think your stinking single life as six or seven figure news anchor is worth deceiving the whole human race by reading lies off a teleprompter screen, when you yourself should know that this is all a bag of lies that's being told publicly? You know, it's been proven to be lies, deception, propaganda. Well, whether they come around or not, we can't wait for government or TV news broadcasters to come around, because they probably won't. So we have to get our game plans together. How are we going to remove them from their position of authority as quickly as possible, because they all are abusing their position of authority? And we have to sing that song every day. Hey, Mr. Politician, you're abusing your authority. And we're going to sing it to you now. We're going to sing it to you tomorrow. And we want you to resign. You don't have a leg to stand on. And guess what? Even if you don't, well, we're going to have to physically remove you or prevent you from going to work one way or another. And we're not taking no for an answer. Is that clear enough? And we have to scream and shout this every day of the week. Public, you know, government is the enemy of everyone, you know? We'd all get along real easy and fine if the laws were just. But the laws are not just, and the more that we allow these crooked, lying, deceiving bastards to have positions of authority, the laws are only going to get worse. Can't you see where it's headed? Most of us do that are awake. But the rest of you are still believing what you hear on the TV, you know? Everything out of the TV screen when it comes to news is lies. You know, maybe the weather's okay. Hey, I wrote a song about that. It was called The Common Man. And it talks about they feed you lies through the TV screen, but it goes down easy with a dash of truth. Yeah, that dash of truth, that's the weather report. Everything else is friggin' lies made to manipulate and control you. You know, I bought myself, just before the end of the year, I bought myself a copy of that movie, They Live, 1988 classic science fiction. Except it's really not science fiction, it's truth revealing, because it's telling you the situation we're in now, where there's broadcasting antennas that fear and interfering with our minds. All the newscasters are aliens disguised to look at humans. And they're telling you lies, and they're victimizing the poor people. And you got to get the movie yourself and watch it. You know, you can't get it for free. It's such a great movie. I understand why it's not for free on YouTube or something like that. But it's worth whatever you have to pay for it. Buy yourself a copy of the movie They Live. You know, I don't make any money. But I'm telling you, you know, whoever makes the money is okay, because that movie will wake you up and you see. You know, they talk about The Matrix as a wake-up movie. Well, when you see the movie They Live, 1988 movie ahead of its time, it's telling you about what exactly you are exposed to now and about how much you should be thinking about that. Perhaps all these people walking around that we accept as humans, a lot of them are not. If only we had those sunglasses to find out for sure. That's what they use in the movie. But also in the movie, when they knock down the antenna that's broadcasting the bad frequencies, their cover disappears too, and you don't need the glasses. We all immediately see who the evil creatures are that have infested our world and are taking over our political systems. Well, that's exactly what's happening right now. Whether we can gain the vision to see them for who they really are or not. You know, the movie is hitting the nail on the head. The government is controlled by forces from outside our world, and they are doing what's good for the elite and nobody else. And it's at the cost of victimizing the poor, decent, hardworking people. And you ought to watch that movie. It's most important. Because if you haven't watched it, you really don't understand how deep the conspiracy can go. And there are no conspiracy theorists. And I said it before, but I'll say it again. Because they still use that term on the fake news, you know. Here's the bottom line. Any person who ever calls anybody a conspiracy theorist, that person has lost all credibility already. Yeah? I mean, first of all, it was a term invented by, I think, the CIA to kind of debunk people that were revealing the hidden truth. But anybody who talks about a conspiracy, all conspiracies are real. That's why people begin talking about them. So there's no such thing as a conspiracy theorist. There's many conspiracy revealers, because there's many conspiracies going on and many people wake up and find about it, and they want to warn their brothers and sisters about it. That person is a whistleblower. That person is a hero, you know? And anybody who tries to call a hero and a whistleblower a conspiracy theorist, they've lost all credibility there, because there is no such thing as a conspiracy theorist, you know? I'm sure there might be one somewhere, like one in a billion people might be, so 8 billion people. Maybe there's eight of them on the whole earth here. But that's about how, you know, weird it's going to be. you know, how unrealistic it is. There's plenty of conspiracies going on right now, ongoing, plenty of them. And anybody that calls attention to that, they are a conspiracy revealer. They are a hero, you know? And I'll say it again one more time. Any fool that you hear on the TV that mentions that word conspiracy theorist, never believe anything they say after that point because they've lost all credibility already, willing to label somebody something that doesn't even exist. There are no conspiracy theorists. There's only conspiracy revealers. And we need to be, more of us need to be doing that because we need to reveal all the conspiracies ongoing and we need to unite together to take them down. That's right. To remove them, to stop these conspiracies from happening because our human race, you know, we've gotten the door slammed in our face for much too long and this is the year 2021 to stop it. Well, I just had to say all that because I want to, it's a pep talk for everybody. It's time for action. It's time to talk to your friends and neighbors about, like, what you're sick of and, like, how you're not going to participate in this sham. There's no reason, absolutely no reason for lockdowns. There's no reason for fear of getting COVID because it's just like a cold and you'll get right over it in a couple of days or whatever, you know? And it's already happened. Everyone's been infected with it, you know, and we've all gotten over it. But they want to continue with this testing because they manipulate the test to all be positive and use that to bully you around telling you have to go into lockdown. This is all make-believe. There's no reality to any of it except they're making total fools of everybody, and it's time to stop playing nice with government. These people are liars. We need to make this type of government needs to be made obsolete. Sure, we need laws and arrangements for normal behavior, but the type of laws and arrangements we have now are they're wrong and they're evil. So we need to change everything. If the people in power are not willing to change with what we suggest, they have to leave office immediately. You know, and we have to tell them, listen, we're waiting for you outside by your car when you get out of work tonight. Don't think you're going to walk away from this and not do something. And we're going to follow you to your house, and guess what? We're going to quarantine your house, and you'll never get out of the house again. And you can't summon enough police to get you out of the house because we'll surround you by a million people, and we're going to show you we're not going to take this nonsense anymore. You know? I mean, we have to bring it to that point, unfortunately, but I'm telling you, like, be prepared to do that because, you know, people are obstinate, especially people in government. They think they have a free ride for 4 years or free ride for 6 years or whatever, and they don't have to do shit. All they have to do is put forth laws they were paid $1 million by the bribers to do. Well, we have to end that. That's the real conspiracy there. Politicians selling their position of authority out to people with money. And all the laws are in favor of the people with money. All the laws suppress the common people in a million ways. In fact, all the laws should be wiped off the book and when you start from scratch with a few. You know, if you ever read anything spiritual, you should know. You know, Jesus brought everything down to two laws. Yeah, read about it. Yeah, it's in the gospel and the Bible. Jesus made it as simple as possible. If we all can obey just these two laws, everything will work out just fine. Yeah, how about that? Why don't you know about that? Why don't our politicians know about that? Well, that's something we need to talk about every day, and we need to bring it forth to the public conversation, and we need to take control of the narrative in 2021 and stop listening to these puppets on TV because they're teleprompter puppets. They just read what's on the screen. The screen said, tells you to jump off the cliff. Government has instructed everyone to jump off the cliff tomorrow by at least 12. Those who haven't jumped off the cliff by 12 will be fined $100 for every minute they take longer to jump off the cliff. And they'll read it. They'll read it to you, and some people will actually believe they're supposed to follow those rules. That's how bad it's gotten. Well, we're getting to the end of the show. And tell your friends to tune in next week, because shows like this are going to be focal points for inspiration to get our ass in gear and start doing something. We all have a responsibility, you know. We can't just wait for the good ETs to land and give us all the freebies. You know, we have to help them move this thing further. You know, sure, it all has to happen by 2025, but, you know, it would be nice if it happened sooner, because a lot of innocent people can die in the meantime, because if you're paying attention to what's happening in the news, the elite, the world governments, they're hell-bent on killing people with their depopulation vaccine. And by the way, don't take the vaccine. It says depopulation vaccine. You're going to make yourself sterile, and you're going to allow yourself to be tracked with nanobots in it. Forget about what they're telling you. We already have uncovered. We know what they intend to put it in. And if it isn't in the first shot, it'll be in the second shot. And the third, and the fourth, and as we can see, they keep moving the goalposts down. They actually plan to be injecting people with poisons on a regular basis and denying you your rights unless you play along with their dirty-ass program. Well, that's where it is. I've said enough. Listen, it's time to end the show. All I got to say is, look, you know, get some philosophy into your life. You know, I've got 22 videos out there on YouTube. Check them out, you know. I've made some of the most philosophical statements all the philosophers of all time have ever made, you know. I started out putting this stuff out years ago at CD Baby. You have to buy it from Amazon now. Amazon's taking over everything. My first album I put out there, recent album, was Songs Better Than Dylan. And, yeah, my songs are better than Dylan, because I'm a greater philosopher than him. Any day of the week, any time, any place, anywhere. In fact, I am so good and can back it up, and as my music proves, that and most of my recordings I do with a single guitar, make it sound like a whole band. Yeah. Can everybody do that? And I'll challenge Bob Dylan any day, you know, song for song, you know. He's a man with the connections. You set up the gig, you play one of your songs, I'll play one of mine, and I bet I'll beat you before the night's over. We're talking about great songs here, not just throwaways. I've listened to some of your albums, Bob Dylan. You got a lot of bad songs on some of those albums too, okay? If you listen to my albums, I don't have any bad songs. And one of them is Songs Better Than Dylan. You know, plus I got my new Subway Fantasy 2 out there. Plus, I got my new video, The Positive Love. That's right. It's the only kind of love, positive love. But for entertainment aspects, hey, Subway Fantasy 2. Spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. You got to spell it that way. Subway Fantasy 2, like the number 2. Subway Fantasy 2. You can just Google it in, and after that, write in the word, key in the word YouTube. And it'll take you right to the video. And you can easily get into my site, so You the Party in Kind, which you're going to hear the lead guitar solo for at the end of that song right very soon. You just go on the Google bar and type it in. Are You the Party in Kind? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. Are You the Party in Kind? And it'll take you right to the video. Nothing else around, just me. And you click on that, and that'll show you what it used to be in the last century to be a party person. Nobody's partying right now. Whose fault is that? Friggin' government. Okay. That's it. I've got philosophical songs, and if you love the earth, and the earth, we all should love it, because the earth loves us, and the earth is the one who's helping us evolve here, planet Earth, Mother Earth. It has a consciousness, believe it or not. It has people who get in touch with it. You know, I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I talk about our Mother Earth, and I talk about my personal connections to her and the amazing things where I connected with Mother Earth and the amazing things that happened. But the more amazing things are going to happen. I got a song out there on YouTube. It's called The Earth, She Loves You. That's right. Great visuals and the message. It might bring tears to your eyes. So anyhow, this is the end of the show. Tell your friends to keep talking and call in next week. Talk or listen, just listen next week, and be prepared to step up to the plate and participate in the retaking of humanity away from the cabal, the bad guys. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm giving you the countdown. Take us out of here with the music. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.